Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Senate has voted decisively to approve a new package of stiff financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Ben Cardin, a Democrat, is a U.S. senator from the state of Maryland. He said the bill is a message that tough action against Russia for interfering in the U.S. election, for their interference in European governments, and for the support of war crimes in Syria. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker also spoke to reporters, admitting even though it is a very popular bill, President Trump might not necessarily favor it.
I've had conversations with the president and Secretary Tillerson over the course of last week. I've gotten no indication whatsoever that they plan to consider a veto. So it passed overwhelmingly, and I get no indication that's even being discussed.
Both the House and Senate votes are veto-proof, as the White House has wavered on whether the president would sign the measure into law. While the Trump administration is seeking a reason to keep American troops in Afghanistan after 16 years of war, U.S. officials are also examining options to stabilize conflicts in the region. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he is not advocating for military options, but instead pushing for talks. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed outside a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. The clashes arose after Muslim leaders in Jerusalem gave permission for their worshippers to re-enter the site. This is VOA News. Iran is saying it has successfully launched a rocket carrying a satellite into space. State television in Tehran claimed the rocket is capable of carrying a 250-kilogram satellite as far as 500 kilometers above Earth, but it did not elaborate on the payload of the rocket launched. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Norrett.
So we're looking into the nature of those reports. Some of the specifics I'm not going to be able to confirm or address with you here today, perhaps in the future, but as of right now, this is still considered sort of a developing situation.
The launch of the rocket came after the United States moved to increase economic sanctions placed on Iran over its ballistic missile program. Thursday's launch did not violate the 2015 nuclear agreement, which was signed by Iran and the P5+1 group of world powers, although the U.S. had expressed concern that the rocket technology being developed by Iran could potentially be adapted to long-range missiles. Turkey's prime minister has met with the executives of leading German businesses operating in Turkey in a bid to allay concerns over German-Turkish tensions. According to a report, a number of German companies are under investigation for alleged links to last year's failed coup. Dorian Jones reporting from Istanbul.
Prime Minister Binali Yildirim sat down with executives of German companies in Turkey, bringing the message they have nothing to fear.
İş yapan Alman şirketlerini.
Yildirim said the government views the companies as part of the Turkish economy. His comments come after Turkish authorities sent a list to Berlin of German companies allegedly implicated in last year's failed coup to unseat President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Ankara has said the list was sent by mistake and that German companies were not under investigation. But with nearly 1,000 Turkish companies seized in the post-coup crackdown and German nationals also held, business analysts warn there is growing concern among German companies in Turkey. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Venezuela's opposition called for protests to continue today despite a government order banning demonstrations from today through Tuesday as the country votes Sunday on a constituent assembly that could be tasked with rewriting the country's constitution. The interior minister warned against protests that could bring more violence to an already volatile Venezuela. U.S. announced new sanctions this week against 13 individuals connected to the Venezuelan government and the state oil company in further effort to pressure Maduro to call off the Sunday vote.
That's the latest world news from VOA.